Imagination Studio presents Hank Zipser, The Mostly True Confessions of the World's Best Underachiever, Day of the Iguana, by Henry Winkler and Lynn Oliver. This is Henry Winkler. Chapter 1. "I have great news," I said. "Charlie the Clown has diarrhea." My best friend, Frankie Townsend, looked at me like my brains had just flopped out of my head and turned into mashed potatoes. "Hey, man, that is super news," Frankie said, rolling his eyes. "It's always cool to hear about a clown with stomach problems." Ashley Wong, my other best friend, burst out laughing and fell down onto the old couch that we use for meetings in our clubhouse. Our clubhouse is a storage room in the basement of our apartment building. "Go ahead and laugh, Ashwina," I said to her. "But you won't be laughing when you hear that there's money in this for us." Ashley stopped laughing immediately, like I knew she would. She is the business manager for Magic 3, which is the magic group we started a couple of months ago. We've performed 2 times for real money. Frankie is the magician, and he's a great one, too. I'm the magician's assistant and all-around idea man. Ashley is really good at the money part, which makes me really happy because I don't understand money or change or anything like that. "Talk to me, Hank," Ashley said. "I'm hearing a business opportunity." "My Aunt Maxine is throwing a birthday party this weekend for my 3-year-old twin cousins, Jake and Zach," I began. "Charlie the Clown was supposed to perform, but it turns out he ate some bad clams at Luigi's Oyster House. And now he's got..." "Diarrhea," Frankie and Ashley chimed in, stifling a laugh. "Right, and he can't do the party." "And you suggested to your Aunt Maxine that Magic 3 might just be available?" Ashley asked hopefully.
"Yup, for the very low, low bargain price of $30, I said. $10 for each of us."
"Hank Zipser, you are a total genius," Ashley shouted, slapping me a major high five.
"Well, what did your aunt say? Did she just go for it?"
"Like guppies go for fish food," I said.
"Zen gawi," Frankie said, which is the magic word that he made up when he was in Zimbabwe last summer. "Charlie the Clown is out and Magic 3 is in."
We jumped up to do our victory dance, but before we could do so much as wiggle our butts, Robert Upchurch appeared at our clubhouse door. Robert thinks he's our best friend just because he lives in our building. We keep trying to tell him he's not, but nothing we say will convince him of that. Even though he's only in the 3rd grade and we're all in the 4th grade, he still sticks to us like peanut butter sticks to your braces.
"A word of advice,"
Robert chimed in without being asked. "3-year-olds are a tough audience." One annoying thing about Robert is that he offers information even when no one asks for it. Another annoying thing about Robert is that his information is almost always right. That's really hard to stomach.
"Hey, guys, the little man does have a point," Frankie whispered to us.
3-year-olds can barely pee in a toilet. How are they going to pick a card, any card, and remember what it is?"
"For $10 each, we'll make it work," said Ashley.
"We have something else we have to make work," I pointed out. "My aunt and uncle live all the way out on Long Island in West Hampton, and my parents are planning to spend the night. Do you think your parents will let you go?"
"Mine will," Robert said. "No problem here."
"Robert, the name of the group is Magic 3, not Magic 4, Ashley pointed out. "That's 3. Hank, Ashley, and me," Frankie added. Robert looked at us with sad little puppy dog eyes on his sad little skinny face.
"Guys, you wouldn't just go without me, would you?" he whined. "You're my best friends."
"No, we're not, Robert."
"What are you going to do? Leave me here all weekend?"
"Yes," we all said in unison.
"You can't go without me," Robert said. "Can you picture it? You're out on Long Island having ice cream and cake and me back here eating a frozen breakfast burrito with freezer burn?"
"Robert sure knows how to guilt you."
"You don't even have to pay me anything. I'll assist for free."
Actually, you'll have to pay us, Ashley said.
It's a deal, said Robert. 75 cents apiece.
A dollar, said Ashley. I told you she was great with money matters.
Oh, give me a break, Ashley, said Robert. I only get a third grade allowance, and a dollar is 7/8 of it.
Ashley glanced over at me to see what we should do. I couldn't decide. We would definitely have more fun if we left Robert behind in New York. But he really wanted to go, and we're not cold-hearted kids. I mean, at least, not totally.
Chapter 2 10 Excuses We Could Give Robert for Why He Can't Come on the Trip. 1. West Hampton is at the beach, and it's really windy, and Robert could be picked up by the wind and blown out to sea. Okay, it doesn't happen often, but it could. 2. A flock of seagulls could mistake Robert for a large rodent and swoop down and carry him off to their nest. Okay, it doesn't happen often, but it happens. 3. Robert is a walking, talking encyclopedia of facts. My Aunt Maxine gets a rash if she hears too many facts. 4. My Uncle Gary gets a rash if my Aunt Maxine gets a rash. 5. There is only a limited amount of oxygen in the car, and let's face it, Robert just sucks in too much of it. 6. Robert is so skinny, he could slip through the crack in the seat, and we could lose him and never know it. 7. Robert has such bad allergies that the beach air would make his nose run so much there isn't enough Kleenex in all of Long Island to handle the slime. 8. The twins are having an ice cream birthday cake, and Robert himself has told me many, many times, way too many times, that ice cream gives him mucus buildup. Ugh. 9. He'd have to sit next to my weird younger sister, Emily, in the back seat of the minivan and... Wait a minute. Hank Zipser, look what you just came up with. Robert would have to sit next to my sister, Emily, in the car. That means I wouldn't have to sit next to her.
Robert, my man, congratulations. Good news. You're going to a birthday party.
Chapter 3
When I pointed out to Frankie and Ashley that they wouldn't have to sit next to Emily either, they agreed to let Robert come along. No one wants to get stuck next to my younger sister for 2 hours in a back seat. It's not like she smells bad or anything. It's just that she talks all the time. I mean, about weird stuff. The mating habits of iguanas is a favorite topic of hers.
Okay, Robert. You can come, I said.
These words did not pop easily out of my mouth. Robert jumped up and down and shook his bony little butt in a victory dance, which is something I hope you never have to see. I told my aunt I'd let her know tomorrow if we can do the show, I said, so check with your parents and see if Saturday and Sunday are okay.
Wait a minute, Frankie said.
Zip, did you mean to say the party is this Saturday?
Yeah. Is there a problem?
Not a problem, said Frankie. A tragedy. Make that a catastrophe.
What's wrong?
I didn't like the look on Frankie's face.
This Saturday is the monster movie marathon on Channel 48, he said. All monsters all the time. These twins are how old?
3.
Oh, that's bad.
We all remember the 3-year-old birthday party drill, right? 12:30 pizza, 1 o'clock magic show, 1:30 pinata, 2 o'clock cake and ice cream, 2:30 party favors, 2:35 balloons tied around each kid's wrist, 2:40 pickup, and parents, please be prompt.
What are you, a walking invitation, I said?
Hey, hear me, Zip. Frankie suddenly looked very serious. That schedule puts the magic show smack in the middle of the mutant moth that ate Toledo, starring Vic Avalanche. I've been waiting to see that movie since the day I was born. Before even.
Frankie, are you saying you'd turn down a career opportunity for a stupid monster movie? Ashley asked.
I didn't hear that, Ashwina, Frankie said. I can't believe that you, of all people, would call the mutant moth that ate Toledo a stupid monster.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?